Lac La Biche. Lucille Laboucan knows firsthand what it's like to be forced away from home because of wildfires. In early May, wildfires spread through the area around Fox Lake Reserve in Little Red River Cree Nation, near John Door Prairie, causing the evacuation of over 3,000 residents. While many residents were relocated to nearby communities, Laboucan, her daughter Latea, and son, Judah, following a short stint in Peace River, found themselves in Lac La Biche. Although it was a very stressful experience, Lac La Biche is such a welcoming community, and people here have been very eager to help us, she told Lakeland This Week on August 17, the same day Lac La Biche was named a host community for residents being evacuated from Yellowknife. Fox Lake is one of three communities within the boundaries of Little River Cree Nation, located about 850 km north of Edmonton. Over 300 buildings, including homes, were destroyed by fire. Laboucan has settled into her adopted home, made many new friends, and will soon be starting a 2-year social work diploma program at Portage College. But getting established upon first arriving in town was not easy. When my children and I first got to Lac La Biche, we bought dome tents which we set up on the lawn of my sister's residence, in student housing at Portage College, she explained. With financial assistance and sponsorship from the Chief and Council of Little Red River Cree Nation, Laboucan has not only been able to secure student housing but also attend classes at Portage College. Staff at the college also provided the family with blankets and food gift cards. I applied for student housing before we moved to Lac La Biche, she said. There was quite a waiting list. Looking back and looking ahead, more than 300 evacuees from the Northwest Territories are expected to arrive in Lac La Biche. Looking back at her own experience a few months ago, Laboucan empathizes with those who have suffered hardships on account of the ongoing wildfires. I certainly feel their pain. It's a very tragic situation, she said. Thank goodness everyone is here and we're all safe. While Laboucan plans to visit family and friends in Fox Lake once the community has been rebuilt, she has chosen to remain in Lac La Biche for now. I absolutely love it here and am excited to be starting college, she said. It's such a great town and we have had so many wonderful experiences so far.